This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You're tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Jack Nelson has his roots from the deserts of West Texas and the piney woods of East Texas. He got his hands on his first guitar when he was just 4 years old. He honed his skills in his church worship band and playing in a rock band while he was in high school. He took a break from music to join the Navy and serve his country, but picked it back up again in 2012. He joins us on this edition of Americana Music Profiles to talk about his musical journey and his latest album, Going Places.
Hi, Jack. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, man. Thanks
honor.
For, yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us today. I know it's earlier for you than it is for me here in Virginia on the East Coast. Where are you exactly? Tell us.
I'm actually in Texas, in the heart of Texas, in College Station these days. It's just kind of good home base. Get to hit both coasts with equal disarray in the amount of time takes me to drive to get there.
And Texas has been home most of your life?
Yeah. See, I was born down in Corpus Christi and kind of raised down on the King Ranch until I was about 10. And then ended up going to college over at Sam Houston State University.
Oh, cool.
And, I've got family all over the state and bounced around. And aside from the 5 years that I spent in the Navy traveling around the world doing that, I've called Texas home ever since.
When did you catch the music bug?
My dad was a hobby player. Him and my brother, both my older brother, played alongside with him. And my dad it was something he picked up in college. And when I was about 4 years old, they bought me my first guitar. And,
oh,
you know,
cool.
They like to joke that I came out of the womb screaming on pitch. So just always been singing, and I never shut up, just rattling. So
yeah, that's awesome.
I've been singing along to every note and everything that I'd hear all my life. And I never intended to ever grow up to be a full-time musician or singer-songwriter or any of that stuff. It was just always something I kind of did as a hobby. And then while I was in the Navy pursuing that dream of flying airplanes in the military, which I got to achieve that. And,
oh, cool.
Nothing really, by the time I was done with my 5 years of doing that, I was like, man, I just want to go back to Texas and kind of figure it out. And I started picking up some hobby gigs on the side about 11 years ago. And very quickly, those hobby shows started turning into paid bills. And so I had one semester left at college, and I took that semester off to see if I could do it full time. And it was tight. I was able to pay my bills and, kind of live a life that I was okay with at the time. And so I went ahead and finished my degree just to have it, and then walked away from a $250,000 a year job to just play music and be a broke free musician.
Wow, that's awesome.
I figured I'd be much happier making my own schedule, living my own life, doing something I absolutely love, as opposed to waking up and going to the box every day.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's cool. Have you been able to maintain that?
Yeah. So for 11 years straight, I've been full-time traveling all over the country and bouncing up. I usually try to spend my summers up in the Rocky Mountains and get out of the Texas heat, and then go wherever else the wind calls me, and just load up the van with the dog and go out and play music all over everywhere. And,
yeah.
You know, I toured extensively with a band and all that stuff. Got a great bunch of friends and just kind of getting to live the life and live the dream.
Yeah, that's so cool. What is the dream life of a musician for you? What does that look like? Give me a snapshot of what a week might look like, gigging wise. So many people dream to do that and haven't quite figured that out. There's a lot of people that have, but I think the question of those that haven't is, how do you do that? What does that look like? So just give us a kind of a snapshot of what it might look like for you to maintain that, you know, not having to have the side gig going all the time, that you can do this full time. What type of gigs might you have to string together over the course of a week to make that happen?
Yeah, I mean, so as much as I would, you know, love to say that it is that romanticized version of just partying all the time and, you know, going crazy and, you know, living the rock star life, like the honest truth behind it is just like any other business. And you're working for yourself as an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. and you know, especially as an up and comer, you know, you don't have the management teams and the support teams and the marketing teams and the, you know, all of the different things that you see a lot of the bigger artists have that put all of that stuff together for them. All they just get to write the songs and sing the songs, or some of them aren't even writing their own songs. So I get to wear all of those hats.
Yeah. I
do all the booking, you know, so that, you know, that it starts on. I usually try to take my Sundays and Mondays off because I'll, you know, finish out the weekend runs of gigs and stuff. But, you know, I think whenever I first started doing this, my goal was if I could just book one show a day, and that would be my ultimate goal. I'd wake up in the morning and try to book something out, and I'd spend 12, 14 hours calling and emailing and all these different venues and trying to give them whatever material I had to try to get my foot in the door somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then once I got that one gig, cool, I could call it a rest for the day. And then the next day, wake up and do the same thing. But with the legwork that I would put in the day before, you know, people would end up calling me back and I'd get that one of the day. And then I could focus on other things, mm-hmm. like putting together media content and building the flyers and building the schedule and the routing. And then on top of that, you know, of course, you got to put the band together and, you know, find time to rehearse with them if you can. And hopefully you can get a core group of players that'll stick with you long enough that you don't have to practice as much anymore because mm-hmm. you're playing so much, mm-hmm. you know. And that's the way I ran it for about 10 years was doing all that. The last couple of years I've been doing a lot more solo stuff just to focus on this new album that I just put out. I put out an EP back in April and then this new album here in August, and getting all of that stuff together has required me to take a lot more time away from the band to be able to put all of that together. And then now we're looking at going forward, starting in 2024 and playing a lot more full band stuff. So we're doing all that. So it's a lot of office work during the week. And then finally, whenever I get to get on a stage, usually it kind of starts depending on the week. It'll either start on a Wednesday night or a Thursday night. And when I finally get to be on the stage and play and visit with people, it's exactly that. Like, it's play time because the work's over for the week. And then, but, you know, at the end of the day, it is still work. It'll bog you down. And by the time you get home at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday, if you can, if you're still kind of staying local week to week. And by local, for me, anything less than 4 hours away from home is a local show, with Texas being as big as it is.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, we'll get home super early on that Sunday, and then I'll have what I call the musician's weekend and take Sunday and Monday off and start the grind all over again on Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate you sharing that. That's very, very interesting. And I think, I've never been a road musician, and but I've talked to a lot of guys like yourself, and as a fan standing in the audience, listening to an artist perform, it's really easy to overlook all of what you just shared. You know, that's what it takes for most musicians to be able to do it, at least do it the way that you've been able to do it, and do it full time, what you love. You know, you've got the world is full of weekend warriors that, you know, stay within 50 miles of home and are able to play and enjoy that lifestyle, but they're still working a day job. So I appreciate you kind of giving us that snapshot, because I think it's easy to forget that.
So my wife told me the other day, she's like, there's a term for the kind of person you are, and it's like, you're a disruptor. And so, like, I'll peel back the curtain and, you know, I'll show you everything and the inner workings of how everything works. And, you know, if something's wrong, I'll call it out. And I was like, finally, I can, you know, people kind of admire the disruptor. That's something I used to get in trouble for in school all the time. To grow up and be that, and, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
Kind of a sigh of relief.
So you mentioned the album. Is this technically your debut album?
It is technically my debut solo album.
Going Places.
Going Places. I released an album back in 2015 with my band, with my road band at the time, that we ended up redacting. And so some of those songs will resurface hopefully in the next couple of years. But this collection of songs is stuff that I've been writing and crafting over the last 7 years.
Okay. Awesome.
That I'm super proud of every one of these songs and how they came together on this album. Like I said, the EP that I put out back in April, I think I went in and tracked those back in 2016 with my first batch of studio musician work, and doing all of, like, kind of as a, this is kind of the direction I'm going to go with the solo project stuff. And it took us 6 years of, you know, family issues and different things and all the troubles that go along with the way of, you know, life getting in the way. And
right.
It took us 6 years for us to finally get those mixed and mastered and out to have a good, solid foundation of music sitting there so we could gear up to do this release for Going Places. And it's been great. All the feedback on this Going Places album has just been huge. I ended up first radio promotion song, I chose Roadrunner off this album, just because we did something really cool in Western with it in the studio. And, you know, Jody Bartula, who produced it, he's also Cody Johnson's fiddle player. So we got to get that camp out of their super traditional country stuff that they're doing and let them put their weird hats on a little bit and kind of break from that mold. And we had a great time with that. And Roadrunner, I ended up even self-promoting that to the radio, because I've, you know, been around this industry for so long now that I get the inner workings of how a lot of things go down and how it needs to happen. And I was able to solo promote to a top 50 spot on the American country music charts with Roadrunner by self-promoting and doing the whole thing. And, you know, that's part of that weekly workout.
Yeah, it's exciting.
You know, doing a job.
It's right.
Getting up, calling all those people at the times they need to be called, and, you know, doing all that promotional stuff. So yeah, super excited about this album, putting everything I have into it, that's for sure. And now I've kind of been able to garner up a little bit to get some more radio promotion behind it and really help it take off. And it's been getting talked about all over the world and played all over the world, and just trying to do my best to keep it growing and going so I can potentially make a lot more music coming out soon. You know, the more that this can take off, the more I can do in the
future.
Sure,
yeah.
My favorite thing in the world to do.
How far ahead are you? That. Are you looking? Like, what's next? Are you already thinking about the next project? And do you have songs kind of already in the bag that you're going to be working on for that?
I have at least two more albums worth of material put together.
Cool. Okay.
That I would like to do. But in the meantime, I really want to take my time to focus on this collection of songs from the Going Places album, because there's so much that went into all of these, mm-hmm. and so many years of just hard times on the road, and just there, it could be a whole movie making behind the making of the songs in this album.
Wow,
and
that's cool.
Super, super excited about every single one of these songs. So I think we're going to do a good, solid individual radio push on about four of the tracks and do as best we can, just trying to promote this album and uplift it as much as possible before we get ready in another year or two to start releasing the next project.
And it's got a really solid Americana feel to it. When you play, obviously you've got to fill other time than what tracks are on the album. Do you try to do all 100% original music, or do you add some covers? And my question would be, if you're adding covers, who do you particularly like to lean on as far as other artists to incorporate into your set list?
Oh, live?
Yes.
So for my live show, there's a bar in Waxahachie, Texas. It's called the Rocket Cafe, and we were playing there one night and had the band with me, and we had got done with our show for the night, and the bartender walks around and she comes up to me. She's like, I've been working here for 25 years, and of course everybody and anybody who's come up through Texas has played this spot.
Okay.
And she's like, I've been playing this bar or working this bar for 25 years, and I love mashups. And she's like, you are the master of mashups.
Hmm.
Because I'll play anything from Coolio to George Jones in the same song, you know,
okay.
Or the Animals, or, you know, anything like that. And so I pull from a lot of different sources, because I wasn't listening to just one particular style of music. You know, mm-hmm. my dad was very much an old school Marshall Tucker, Merle Haggard guy.
Yeah.
REO Speedwagon and all that. And, you know, having a brother that was 5 years my senior growing up in, of course, we picked up a lot of that late 80s, early 90s grunge stuff to grow up with. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, coming of age and closer to the Metroplex area of Dallas, Fort Worth, you know, we still got a lot of that pop hip hop influence and stuff that was coming in from all the other cities all over the country. And, you know, there was just so much music coming at me from all directions of different genres and styles and everything else. And, you know, there are certain kinds of music that just, I absolutely love, and that's what I want to listen to the most. And it comes in waves. I go through phases. Like right now I'm on a huge bluegrass kick, and have been for the last couple of years, because I absolutely love that. In fact, my mom took me to go see Ricky Skaggs when I was like 17, but
cool.
at the time I was playing in a rock band that was covering Avenged Sevenfold. So I remember like watching it, like, oh yeah, those old dudes are cool. Like they play pretty good. I like that, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Now that I'm older, a little wiser, it's like, man, I should have paid way more attention to that show.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Now that I'm actually like indelved in bluegrass. So, and that whole thing. So my thing is, the more I can take from different genres, and, you know, I don't particularly seek out to specifically do certain things, because when I do that, the music is never good. I end up just kind of, when I sit down and I just write what naturally flows out of me, or what I naturally start picking, that's when the magic happens and I get the songs I absolutely love. So I know, long answer to a simple question, but we've got, you know, we'll play everything and anything and sure. try to read the room as best we can to put a new twist on old songs and anything from Michael Jackson to Metallica. And,
that's awesome.
Of course, hammer as many originals away as we can because I absolutely love these songs.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool. So the album has come out and been out for how long?
August 11th was the day of its official release, so only a couple of months.
Pretty fresh,
Very, very fresh. We did a pre-release on two of the songs. One of them was specifically for Mother's Day this year. Wrote a song called Cry for Mama, and I got a bunch of my Facebook fans to all send their pictures of. First, I reached out and I was like, hey, guys, send me a picture of you and your mom together. I got this great idea for Mother's Day, and I think I got maybe one picture out of all that. And I was like, you know, I'm thinking of this wrong. Let me reach out to the moms. And I was like, hey, mom, send me a picture of you and your son. Sure. And that was when it blew up.
Yep.
Like, of course, the ladies love to share the pictures of them and their sons.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
Put together a cool music video for the moms on Mother's Day. Didn't really do a big media push on all that stuff. It was just like, here's one for the fans that are paying attention and for our moms. And you know, me and Jody wrote that song together when we were sitting around his house and doing all those things musicians do. And I looked up and I was like, hey, man, do you love your mom? He said, I love the out of my mom.
Like,
cool. We're on the same page. And, We sat down, wrote that tune, and was able to release it for Mother's Day this year. And then I turned around and followed it up a couple of months later with Roadrunner. And, man, Roadrunner has been running like crazy.
Wow,
took some awesome footage and animated it and put it all together and made my own music video out of that as well. And it's just been taking off for me really good. So I can't wait to see what the next few out of this one do as we start throwing them a little harder at the radio. But yeah, that's what the music industry is all about.
That's
just throwing darts and
keep
doing what you love and enjoying it while you do it.
Yeah. Wow. What a fascinating story, Jack. It's cool. And I love that you are getting to do what you love to do. And it's just inspiring to hear you share that story. So the album again is Going Places. What's the best way for people to reach out to you? How do you like to connect with your fans? And what's the best way to communicate?
Any of the social platforms, I'm running all of those right now, and they're all at Jack Nelson Band or / Jack Nelson Band. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or I guess Twitter's not a thing anymore, X, if it were, or even through the website, jacknelsonband.com. There's a contact form there. I send out weekly, bi-weekly, and monthly emails just kind of depending on what's going on and what I feel like is worth invading people's inboxes with. But, you know, all the emails that are getting sent out from me are from me, you know.
Yeah, it's, that's cool.
So keeping my hands in it as much as I can and for as long as I can until it gets more than I can hold.
Yeah.
But I always want to have a part in it as best I can because I really believe in the authenticity of everything.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And just being able to, like, here I am. Like, I'm really the dude. Like, this is the way I live and what I do.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming along, too.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, thank you, Jack. I've enjoyed talking with you and can't wait to share this with our listeners and definitely wish you the best with this as you continue on.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. This is a blast. I'm absolutely happy to do more if I can.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.